This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. It's Open for Business. It's A La Carte Tuesday, my favorite day of the week. We talk about food. Fresh Freddy's is a food production company that makes pies, pastries, salads and pastas. It was formed accidentally when Neil Frediani organized a dinner party and was approached to supply his homemade pâté. Then he was requested to supply to Cold Storage. It was here where he realized the potential for a new business and invested in a central kitchen. For a company that's, what, close to 2 years, right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Fresh Freddy's now supplies delicacies to major supermarket outlets like Cold Storage, Aeon and 7-Eleven. We've got the couple here,
Jaya.
Neil and Jaya. We'll bring that up. Neil and Angelina Frediani with Fresh Freddy's, speaking to Frida Liu.
So, good morning.
Good morning. So this is an accidental business,
yep,
right?
Sure.
Tell us how it happened.
Yeah, as you said, I had a dinner party at my house in Valencia and had a few friends over, and it wasn't done on purpose at all, but one of my friends stroke clients is one of the bosses at Cold Storage, and he asked me where I bought my pâté from. I told him I made it, and he asked me if I was able to supply it to Cold Storage, Jason's, and so forth. Absolutely, yeah, no problem. But then within a week or so, he emailed me with about 15 other products that he'd like to have on, and hence we had to go into having our own kitchen and spending a little bit of money and getting it going.
Were you ready for this? Because it was just an innocent party.
Not really.
No, but it was a great opportunity. So we didn't want to miss it. And with Neil's expertise in food, it's just a given.
Okay, so you both come from a very interesting background. So you were a chef turned investment banking,
yeah,
and both of you, and then after that, now sort of going back to the food again. And you're still sort of doing your other business as well.
Yes, I'm attached to Salta, which is a property developer company
right
in Melbourne.
I'm a country head and partner of IPP Wealth Managers in town.
Okay, so it all
shameless plugs.
It all gels together, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, kind of.
I think because we're both partners as well, a couple,
right?
And I think we need to have that space, which, you know, something to talk about at the end of the day.
Right.
But Fresh Freddy is our business, so we run it together.
So now it's really, and I know I was looking at your Facebook page on June 1st. That's next week. You'll be delivering to 100 7-Eleven stores. So what will you be delivering there?
Well, they're taking two products from us to begin with. They're taking a chicken pasta salad and what they call a chicken and mash, which is really a cottage pie. Made with chicken. So, yeah, we're delivering those two products to, just under 98 stores to start with, running into 200 within the next few months.
Okay, so now you were saying all these places that you supply to with 7-Eleven. Was this sort of part of a marketing strategy, or did they just sort of fall on your lap?
I think 7-Eleven was really a cold call. So when we started, clearly we're looking for the clients, and we met them for the first time about 6 months ago. And then through a few discussions, and they're changing their concepts, so we fit into what they're trying, you know, for the new concept.
Right.
So timing was perfect.
Right.
So here we are working with them on the new.
And it was actually quite involved. 7-Eleven have certain procedures they have to go. They had to come to our kitchens to make sure our workflow was correct, that our temperature checks were correct, that our incoming products were all checked for temperature and quality.
Yeah.
So they were happy with that, and off we go.
Right. So obviously you've got all the papers, your HACCP and halal certification.
Yeah, that was a challenge. That was a lot more in depth than I thought it was ever going to be, and that took a long time to happen. But finally, with a sigh of relief, that's all been done now.
Right. So what was surprising in terms of getting the halal certification? You thought it was just as simple as
no pork and no alcohol. I thought that was all it was, but I didn't realize it was down to, you know, which dry herbs we used, which butter we used, milk, olive oil, that kind of thing. It had to come from, you know, certain suppliers and things, which I found quite amazing.
So this whole idea of getting into this business as well, you were just, you know, there's this space that you're in, right? And what is this space, and where did you model this from?
As in
the Fresh Freddy's, you know, in terms of the because it's not frozen, right?
Yes, I think Neil is from England.
Yeah.
So we, in England, you do get a lot of fresh food, you know, for, like I said earlier, you know, for busy families, working moms. So we brought that model over because there was a gap and there was not a lot of suppliers who actually can supply fresh, because they're actually very challenging compared to frozen.
Yeah.
So that, and we found the right market, I think, you know.
I think initially we've been blessed by, you know, having good fortune to be able to be approached by Cold Storage.
Very fortunate.
Once we were in with Cold Storage, it was a
lot
good
party then.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, we've got great staff as well. I'm sure they're all listening. It should be working. But we've been blessed, you know, with good fortune at the beginning, and from there it's easier to go out. There are companies out there that have to knock on doors for years before they can get into places like 7-Eleven and Aeon and Giant. We've been very fortunate.
Okay, so, you know, I know it's obviously easier with frozen in terms of, you know, managing how long the shelf life and export as well, right? But so with that in mind, though, you know, what kind of measurements would have to be in place so that you know, you minimize wastage? Were there some challenges in the beginning? It was like, oops.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a learning curve that we have to go through. But we do have good staff that go around and monitor, you know, what's being sold on a daily or weekly basis in places like Jaya, where they are, you know, it is consignment basis. So we do try, and obviously there's always going to be an amount of wastage, and that's actually built into the actual model itself.
Right.
But yeah, we do have good relationships and good contacts with the shop managers themselves, which will keep us informed of what's still left on shelf, what's not selling as well it should be, so we can change and alter things as we go along as well.
Right.
It's an organic process.
And you've got 150 choices to work on. You know, how
they're not out all at the same time.
Okay.
But we can actually interchange those between stores so that we're not doing too much crossover selling. With, you know, if we've got something in Aeon, you probably won't find it in Jaya, that kind of thing. Sorry.
So no, it's okay.
it's mostly Western style.
We have Western, but we have a mixture of Western, like we have beef rendang pie.
Okay.
You know, so it's a mixture of English and Malaysian.
Right.
So, yeah, I think, and then we have Thai green curry pie as well. So we tend to kind of mix it a little bit, but then you have the really authentic English and Italian.
Minced beef and onion
beef
pie.
Beef lasagna. So a chicken lasagna for non-beef eater.
Okay.
We have that.
And the price range of your product?
Between 7 to 12 ringgit, 13 ringgit. So
do you know who's buying it? Is it families? Is it working people?
A bit of everybody, really. You know, we find, certainly with Jaya and some Cold Storage, is that we do get certain products move in different areas. You know, where it's, you get some expat areas.
Right.
And you'll find you'll be moving a lot more of the sort of real Western food.
Okay.
But then you'll go to a Cold Storage, which is a real local area, and you'll be moving some of the rendang things a lot faster.
So you find that that's how you sort of split it into more of this, less of this.
But I think we try and please everybody. We'll never be able to please everybody.
With the supermarkets, we try to kind of give them different range of food. So if one have beef lasagna, the other one doesn't. So we don't want to create a competition, you know.
Yeah.
Within themselves.
Yeah,
within
to
themselves,
be fair to them. Yeah.
Okay. Are there things that you've tried that didn't work? You know, you were being experimental and it didn't really quite...
It really depends on the location.
Location.
Again. Yeah. If you're in Bangsa, then certain things works better than the other. And if you're in a more localized place, you know, maybe the beef rendang would go faster. So we've actually had a few events as well. And in the Great Eastern Mall, we had it in Bangsa Shopping Center, totally different items get sold.
Okay. So are you available at F&B outlets as well?
Do we?
We have a few sort of privately owned little cafes and things that are taking on our raviolis and lasagnas and things. But we don't, not so much the sort of mainstream restaurants and things.
Okay.
I think we'll be diluting ourselves a little bit too much by doing that. We set up Fresh Fridays to deliver to supermarkets and things. And I think we'll be spreading ourselves a little bit too thin if we went the other way. I mean,
you're saying?
I think there will come a point where we have to section. So our wholesale business, you know, that's actually going to be one central kitchen.
Right.
And then we're going to have the catering side and the event side.
Yeah.
Plus the F&B side. So we need to segment it a little bit. Otherwise, it's just going to get too busy, which is a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll talk about how, you know, your plans for expansion in just a moment. Neil and Angelina Frediani from Fresh Freddy's, you're listening to Open for Business. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Begin forwarded message. BFM 89.9.
It's Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's a la carte Tuesday. I'm here with the people behind Fresh Freddy's, Neil and Angelina Frediani. You know, with this company that started, what, 2 years ago?
July 2013.
Oh, not even 2 years. Okay. With a homemade pâté. And now, 150 selections later at the cold storage Aeon, 7-Eleven, Jaya, and... that's it, right?
That's it.
Okay, that's for it for now. For now. Okay, now, you know, one of the things, you know, with the central kitchen, and started with your homemade pâté, right? And growing so big, how do you ensure it doesn't lose its, I think, the homemade essence of what it is, you know, and is that important to you? How do you ensure that you don't lose that?
Well, for me, it's sort of, the recipes are sort of family recipes that have been handed down from my mum, God rest her soul, and from her parents and all that. So it's just constant monitoring, really, making sure, you know, I'm down there, quality control. We have guys in the kitchen making sure that the recipes are adhered to. But on the flip side of that, there are recipes that I leave in the hands of my Malay chefs, like my rendang and things like that. Although I make a mean rendang, I'm sure they'll be smiling now. I do sort of, you know, give way to their expertise when it comes to that. And it's great. So I can learn a little bit as well, you know, whereas I love the aspects of teaching them how to do fresh pasta and handmade raviolis and things, what we do at the moment. But I also love to learn their culture and their food. So
but I think whatever we do, you know, whatever business you do, you have to stay true to your identity. You know, we're Fresh Freddy's. And we have our own recipes, and that is going to go on for years and years and years. And that's why people buy Fresh Freddy's, because it's unique.
You're also available in Johor and Penang at the moment.
Yes, we do. We're distributing to Cold Storage in Johor and
Penang. So it's coming out from the central kitchen here?
Yes.
And so you ensure it's freshness.
Logistics.
As well.
Yeah, we have our own lorry and things that delivers up there. So.
Okay, was that a new learning thing as well?
Definitely, it is. You've got to be very organized, you know, in terms of your timetables, and so delivering early. There is, you know, it's just a very different learning curve for me. Definitely.
So you've got a team now of how many people, and even with the partners as well.
I think in total we've got about 15 people, and we're looking to recruit more in the next few months.
I've got another two chefs starting next week. So
Right. Is it easy finding these people?
It is not as easy in the beginning, but so far all our staff has been recommended to us.
Right.
You know, because in the beginning you get interviews and they never showed up. So we do have to deal with that initially, but we have good team.
Okay.
And very, very hardworking team.
And is it just the husband and wife team right now? Do you have other partners with you?
No, we have three other partners.
Okay.
Anne, Gary and Paul.
Right.
Paul specializes in all our branding.
Okay.
He's based in Singapore. And then there's Anne and Gary. Gary is our commercial director.
Uh-huh.
Anne is our events, you know, events director. You know, she's very good at that.
Okay, so that's the team. And what's that like? So you focus on the sales and marketing. He focuses on the food.
Yes.
And then we try not to mix the two.
I can eat. Yeah. I love eating.
And you've got guinea pigs with children.
Yeah. Yes, my children. Yeah, they're very spoiled.
They only insist on the fresh. Now, in terms of expansion, right, distribution channels, I know if you've got your hands full anyway, but in terms, would you be looking at online ordering, catering?
Yeah. We have a few ideas. We are setting up a new website very soon. And we're also setting up a new delivery menu, which is starting in June.
Right. It's all happening in June.
Yeah, it's going to be a crazy month. But, you know, I like to be busy.
Okay.
my chefs might disagree. But
but I guess it works well with Ramadan.
Yep.
As well.
I hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the idea as well, trying to capture it before the Ramadan starts.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So now, do you want to attempt starting your own restaurant, or are you just happy being, you know, in a way being behind the scenes, because it's a different set of challenges
with the restaurant.
It's a
different set of problems, yeah. I think sometime in the future, not this year probably, but we'd like to open some smaller, like Freddy's Delis, where you can go in and have a coffee, you can buy your pies and your antipasti and your, you know, your pastrami's and corned beef and things, you know, from a deli point of view, where everything's going to be fresh. But right. rather than a restaurant, a sit-down restaurant, right. you can have a little coffee corner and you can have a coffee and a pie if you like, but not a full-blown a la carte five-star restaurant.
I think there'll be a place where you can buy all fresh Freddy produce.
Right.
I think it's just somewhere, you know, because we've actually done events where a lot of people ask, you know, where do we get your products, you know. So it would be a place where people can just go in.
You were saying earlier on about segmenting your market. So what are the areas that you'll be segmenting? There'll be wholesale to supermarkets. And then what else are you looking at?
The outside catering.
Outside catering.
So we do for parties and right. you know, we had 5 events last week we catered for. So there'll be a catering, there'll be the delivery side of things,
F&B
so we can focus on delivering to, you know, pasta sauces and stuff like that to restaurants, you know, that have got limited space in their kitchens and things, so we can actually deliver sauces and things like that ready made for them to speed things up for them. And then, you know, we've got the wholesale side as
right.
well.
Right. So. Are ingredients easy to come by?
It's frustrating for me slightly. You know, I'm Italian, you know, from England, but my parents are Italian. So when I cook, I do miss cooking with, you know, a bit of wine and a bit of that kind of thing. But it's a challenge for me. But
it tests your creativity.
It does. Yeah. You know, it's just. You know, a lot of R&D has to be done to get it right, so that my mum would be proud of it.
Okay, but in terms of just the other herbs and all that, it is easy to come.
Yeah, they're not too bad, the herbs. You know, over here, you know, we've got some really good suppliers of fresh herbs and dry herbs and that kind of thing. So that's not too much of a problem. It's just the other thing that I miss.
have they been interests from other countries, you know, to...
Yes, we do. We've actually been approached quite early days, you know, about franchising in Australia. But I don't think that we're ready for franchising yet. And, you know, it's not the right time. So, yeah, we have.
There's still a lot
in
of
Singapore
things,
as well.
So a lot of things to do in,
yes.
in Malaysia.
And I think we just need to get the market up and running. And, you know, before we move to another country, which is in the future plan.
Right. I mean, you said Singapore, but Singapore would already have the sort of products already or this sort of fresh food.
Yeah, they do, but we have a relationship with Cold Storage. Cold Storage are in Singapore. So
actually, we've done our market research, but I think the products are slightly different comparing to ours.
Okay.
So we'll see.
In terms of selection of what you have right now, will you be introducing anything else under the Fresh Freddy's umbrella, or are we looking at scaling down a little bit perhaps from the
We possibly selection? Might scale down a few items because initially you try and please everybody and try and do a huge menu, but as time goes on, you realize what is being ordered a lot and what isn't. So, you know, sometimes we'll cut back on, okay, let's not produce that anymore.
I think it's just our food guy here is just too creative. So
okay.
He loves doing R&Ds.
He wants everybody to try this food.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thanks for being with us. All the best to the both of you, Neil and Angelina Frediani from Fresh Freddy's. You've been listening to Open for Business a la carte Tuesday,
Thank
BFM
you.
89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.